أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will look at Surah An-Nur, Ayah 35, Istafsir. This ayah is called Ayat An-Nur. This is a beautiful ayah with a lot of depth. Scholars have done many discussions regarding this one ayah. There have been many studies, many opinions and interpretations. This is from the difficult ayahs of the Quran. To better understand this ayah, we can refer to the diagram that is posted with this lesson. We could use up the entire day in discussion of this ayah and still would not have enough time to go over all the different interpretations of this ayah. So we will only look at a few of the interpretations. First of all, we will look at its translation and try to bring into imagination what is being portrayed. Then we will look at each part and see what it symbolizes. If we refer to the diagram while reading this ayah, we will get a better picture in understanding this ayah. We begin with the ayah. Allahu nuru as-samawati wal-ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. What is nur, or light, that is being mentioned? Nur is something that is bright itself and it illuminates its surroundings. We can further divide this nur in two aspects or parts. First is the physical nur, as the visible light of the sun, the lights we turn on, or all other forms of light, such as a bulb, a lamp, all these are lights. This is in the literal sense. Then we see it in a figurative sense, such as the nur, or the light of faith, or the light which guides, or the light of knowledge. Here, the nur, or light, is not referring to a visible light or light that is lit, but call nur or light metaphorically. In this ayah, it is mentioned that Allahu nuru as-samawati wal-ard, that Allah is nur or light of the heavens and the earth. It does not mean the literal light, but there are three meanings or explanations regarding what the nur or the light means. The first is, it means guidance. Allah is one who guides everything in the heavens and in the earth. Who guides all that exists in terms of how to live, survive? Who is guiding them? Allah is one who guides every creation. The source of guidance is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah is one who gives nur, light or guidance. He is called nur because it has exaggeration. So Allah is called by his attribute, as he is the one who guides. So Allah is nur or light. Number two, the physical light that we can see or is visible for eyes to see. Allah is one who created it. So Allah is one who created all types of light, whether the sun, the stars, the moon, all the lights we see in the universe were created by Allah. Otherwise, it was darkness everywhere. Allah created these sources of light in the darkness of the universe. So all the sources of light are from Allah. Number three, we will understand this ayah as it is stated in its words. Allah is light of the heavens and the earth. But how is he nur? We cannot truly know. He is nur as suits his majesty. Just as we know Allah is as-sami' al-basir. But we cannot say how he hears and how he sees everything as he is upon the throne. We do not have the intellect to properly understand this. We should only say, he hears as suits his majesty. Just the same, we say Allah is light of the heavens and the earth. We see in Surah Az-Zumar, وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا, and the earth will be radiant and will shine with the light of its Lord. That is the light of Allah. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wake up for tahajjud prayer, he would say, Allahumma lakal hamdu anta qayyimus samawati wal ard wa man fihin wa lakal hamdu anta nurus samawati wal ardi wa man fihin. In this dua, we also learn the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Allah, you are the nur of heavens and earth. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah does not sleep, nor it is befitting for him. His hijab is nur. If he removes it, then the light of his face will burn everything that the rays of the light or the nur reaches. This is a Muslim narration. Even the sun has light that is too bright to look at directly. The nur of Allah is such that cannot be looked at. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in hijab. When women are commanded to do hijab due to their beauty, just as beautiful things are in hijab, our Lord is jameel, meaning extremely beautiful, and has covered his face with hijab. And even his hijab is nur, subhanallah. Therefore, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went upon Miraj, his ascension to the heavens, when he returned, the companions asked him if he had seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he is in hijab, how could I see him? There was only nur. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw only nur, which was the hijab of Allah. He did not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, wa hijabuhu nur. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his creation, that he is covered with hijab. If we learn about the greatness and majesty of Allah, we realize that the commands we are given in the Quran are from him. How could we complain or raise objections to any of his commands? Whoever recognizes Allah, then nothing remains difficult to obey for that person. So this is the mercy of Allah, that he is covered with hijab. Otherwise, his entire creation would get burned and perish. As when Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, I want to see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will place my rays on it. If it remains there, then you can see me. The mountain became dust and Musa alayhi salam fell and fainted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him that no one could sustain to look at him. He is Allah, who is the nur of the heavens and the earth. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ, example of his nur or light. If we take it to mean guidance, then what is the example of this guidance? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives examples to explain. كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ, like a niche and within it a lamp. If we look at the diagram, we can see a niche or a hollow space in the wall. So in the niche is a lamp. Why was the lamp placed in the niche? So it was safe there. And the shape was such that when the lamp was placed in it, the light would reflect off and spread out into the room. Al-misbahu fi zujajatin, the lamp in a glass. Zujaja is a glass, or better, a crystal. one that is sparkling. If we ever look at crystal products, they have such shine and radiance and are beautiful to look at. Despite other lights in the store, the crystal products themselves have a radiance, a sparkle. If we try to imagine this aya, we could picture a crevice or a niche in a wall. In it is a lamp that is covered with glass. The glass, perhaps with an elegant etching, which causes light to deflect and spread out. So al-misbah is a lamp which is encased in a beautiful crystal like glass. The crystal is described as كَأَنَّهَا كَوْكُبٌ دُرِّيٌّ, as a glittering, sparkling star. When it is lit, it sparkles and glitters. يُقَدُ, it is lit. The lamp is lit. It has to be lit with fuel. Where does the fuel come from? مِن شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ, from a blessed tree. What does barakah mean? Something that has khayran kaseer, so much benefit and goodness in it. Good or benefit that exceeds our expectations. Zaytunatin, an olive tree. The Prophet ﷺ said, eat the oil of olive and put it upon your bodies because it comes from a blessed tree. Olive itself and its oil is most beneficial. It could have been lit with a different kind of oil, but how beautiful is the lamp that is lit from the oil from the olive tree. And the olive tree, لَا شَرْقِيَّةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةٍ, not from east nor the west. It is not a tree from the east or the west. How can it be that it is not from the east or the west? Hassan al-Basri stated that this tree is not from this world, because there is no tree of this world that is not from the east nor the west. يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِيءُ, it is near that its oil glows. Such fine oil, as some oils are so pure and have a natural glow. The oil itself is bright and radiant, that even if it is not used to light a fire, لَمْ تَمْتَسْهُ نَارٌ, and the fire doesn't touch it, it seems it will burn on its own. If we look at an example, we can better understand. If we go to a gas station, we see signs saying not to light any type of flame, prohibit from even lighting a cigarette. Why is that? Because the fuel is so strong and flammable that even if the flame is not put into the fuel, even if some distance away, it will catch fire. So the oil of the lamp is so luminescent, and even if fire is not lit, it itself gives off light and glows or catches fire. Nurun ala nur, light upon light. If we look at some explanations, if we have an image in our minds of a niche, in it there is a lamp, and the glass of the lamp is like a beautiful sparkling crystal, just as a brilliant star, and the fuel of this lamp is blessed and is from a blessed tree, tree of olive. Its oil is so pure that even if it is not lit, it looks as it will catch fire. If we interpret this as the light of guidance, as explained by Ibn Abbas, in this ayah, Nur means fate or guidance that Allah has placed in the heart of a believer. As we learn from a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a natural fitrah, an instinct, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a child that is born upon Islam. Here, if we use this explanation, if we look at the Mishkah, which is a niche, which represents the heart of the believer, because this is indicating to the guidance of a believer. This is such a chest. In it is a misbah. Misbah is the rib cage of a human, and it looks like a niche. The misbah symbolizes the chest or the rib cage of the believer. What is inside this rib cage? A heart, a beautiful heart that is the lamp. And then the misbah fi zujaja. Zujaja is the surroundings, represented by the glass. If the zujaja is clear and bright, as a good environment, then the fuel that is in the lamp, from an olive tree, not from east or the west, it is independent and free from effects of anything. That is the Quran, and the oil that is extracted is the knowledge by which the lamp lights up and illuminates its surroundings. The flame is the natural fate, which is part of a person's fitrah that man is born with. If we look at the heart that is safe in the chest, upon it are the effects of its surroundings. And if that too is good, and because of these conditions, the ability to light a flame is already there. Also, its glass or crystal is radiant, meaning its surroundings are good. And when the fuel is put in it, a fuel of an oil which is pure, that is the knowledge of the Quran, immediately lights up. And then, nurun ala nur, the oil is pure, which is the glow of faith that is in every person. And when the knowledge of the Quran is combined, then it becomes light upon light. We see some people whose hearts are so pure that when Quran is recited to them, or they read it themselves, they immediately get affected, as if they were always in search of it. As if there was a longing, a desire to gain guidance, and they take it immediately, and it becomes nurun ala nur. The oil is such that even if no one recognizes it or values it, it itself is radiant and is illuminating by itself, whether if anyone takes it or not. Knowledge of the Quran itself is illuminating, and it spreads and overcomes. It is so pure, it just needs a lamp, and then it immediately lights up. The lamp needs the oil, and the oil is for the lamp. So they instantly light up and illuminate the surrounding. And when its environment, represented by the glass that is clear, it spreads out the light in all its surroundings. As a believer, when he receives an ayah, it doesn't remain confined. It spreads out everywhere. Then the guidance received by this heart reaches other people and illuminates lives of other people, the surrounding society, their home, or all people around, all become illuminated from it. This means that if the surrounding environment is good, then it can light up. We will look at another interpretation. The niche is the chest of the believer, and its glass or zujaj is the heart. In this heart is the faith that is ready to light up. It didn't get its flame yet, just as there is some small flame that is already there, but it needs oil to make it bigger, or when there is already oil there. And if anyone ignites the fire, it burns immediately. Or that the oil was already there and can symbolize the faith of the person. As the lamp has the ability to light up, when this heart comes to Islam, as it is already programmed by Allah to believe. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked all the souls when they were created, أَلَسْتَ بِرَبِّكُمْ am I not your Lord? This is programmed in man to testify that Allah is our creator, our master, and he is the only one true God. This has been programmed. So when the knowledge of the Quran comes, and when the heart is clean, the glass symbolizes the heart. The cleaner the glass, the more light that can enter and spread out. When the glass is clear and the lamp lights, the light spreads far. Similarly, when the crystal, which is the heart, which is already like a sparkling star, so pure and free from sin, and not covered in dust or filth, and is upon the natural fitrah, cleaner the glass, which symbolizes the heart. When it lights with faith, then the light will spread out everywhere. Sometimes a person commits a sin. In a hadith we learn about sin. When a person sins, a black dot covers the heart. When the person does not repent, and then again sins, then another dot comes upon the heart. Again, when he sins and doesn't repent, then again another black dot. When the person continues to sin without repenting, then the person's entire heart becomes black. If we take the glass to represent the heart, and when a person is indulged in sins, then the person no longer has the ability to understand the truth. No light can enter that lamp, nor any light can be seen from within. What little amount of light is in will stay in, and what is outside cannot go in. And the ability to light the flame is no longer there. Likewise were the idolaters of Mecca. It was not that they could not understand the Quran. Rather, their hearts had hardened. Sometimes the environment a person lives in is such that the person grows old living there and becomes accustomed to it, and then does not come to the Quran. There was an ability within to recognize the truth, as the lamp has the ability to be lit when it is ignited. Here we also learn that when it gets the oil which is ready to burn and be lit, when the glass is clear as an environment that is good. So whoever's heart is pure and clean and with faith already, when they get the knowledge of the Quran, then it illuminates and it becomes nurun ala nur, light upon light. In lam tamsashu nar, who pronoun can be referring to the oil or the lamp. The oil itself is glowing, and if it refers to the glass, the heart is so pure that it will gain guidance from somewhere. Even if the knowledge of the Quran doesn't reach him, he finds it because the heart is pure and clean. As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, he never doubted in Islam. His heart was pure and clean. As soon as he heard the verses of the Quran, just as a spark is already there in the lamp, no sooner that the oil fell upon it, the flame ignited and became radiant and bright. So the oil can be taken as nur, and the lamp can be considered as nur as well. So light upon light.